This is the Little Listener's Library, and my name is Amelia. The story we're going to read this time is called The Storm Whale in Winter by Benji Davies. So, are you ready? Let's go. Noi lived with his dad and six cats by the sea. Last summer, Noi rescued a little whale after a storm washed it ashore. He and his dad took it back to the sea where it belonged. But Noi could not forget his friend. Now and then, he thought he caught a glimpse of the whale, its tail tipping the waves in the distance. But it was always something else. Winter was setting in, and all around the island, the sea slowly filled with ice. Noi's dad took one last trip in his fishing boat. But when darkness fell that evening, his dad was still not home, and Noi began to worry. Noi watched and waited, waited and watched. Suddenly, he saw something out at sea. It was his dad. It had to be. He counted all six cats safe inside and dashed down to the shore. Noi dragged his boat to the water's edge, but the sea was frozen hard. I must be careful, he thought, stepping out onto the thick ice. The further Noi went, the harder the snow fell, until everywhere looked the same. Noi was lost. Then, up ahead, he saw a grey shape flickering in the lamplight. It was his dad's boat, stuck in the ice. Noi quickly clambered aboard. But his voice echoed. The boat was empty. Noi didn't know what to do. As he curled up tight, he imagined the deep sea swirling beneath him, and he began to feel afraid. Then, through the darkness, the boat went bump. It was the storm whale. The whole family had come to help Noi. The whales pushed their noses into the cold night air. They sang through puffs of steam and spray as the ice cracked and crunched. Somehow they knew where to go. The little boat thumped hard against the rocks. Dad! Cried Noi. Noi! What are you doing here? Said his dad. I just had to find you, said Noi. As winter turned slowly to spring, they often spoke of that cold, icy night. The night the fisherman had rescued Dad, and the storm whale had rescued Noi. And Noi would smile, because it was the night his friend came back. The end. I love how the whales help keep the boy in this story safe and get the boat out of the ice. I wonder, what do you do to help your friends or your family? You might help tidy your toys up, or you might help grown-ups look after younger children See if you can tell a grown-up what you do to help other people. I'm sure they'll be very proud of you. Thank you for coming to the Little Listener's Library. We'll see you again soon.